Hi, this is Matt Grant, and you're listening to the Malware Report. On today's show, we have Randy Abrams. Hi, Randy. Thanks for being here.
Hi, Matt. It's great to be back again.
So I wanted to talk about something that ESET and yourself blogged about recently, and that is the Stuxnet worm that seems to be circulating. Can you give us a little bit of background on this?
Sure. This is a really interesting one in that there's actually two components to it, and the Stuxnet worm itself actually targets SCADA systems, which are the supervisory control systems for power plants, like electric companies use them, nuclear facilities use them. So that's part of it. But the really interesting thing is that the perpetrators of the attack used a zero-day vulnerability in Windows and figured out how to make it so that they could put a specially crafted link file on a removable media drive or on a network share even. And just by viewing the icon, it launched the malicious code. So we've got Stuxnet, which is the worm that attacks the SCADA systems, but we have this link vulnerability that anybody in the world could use for malicious purposes to attack anyone.
And so I guess, how was this discovered, and really what are the implications then if this does run on someone's system?
Well, there was an antivirus researcher that first reported it. I don't know who first discovered it, because I spoke with someone who's an expert on SCADA systems, and he said that they'd been aware of it for a while, but they keep things pretty quiet and they don't want to tip their hand to the bad guys so that they don't say much. But we first heard about it in mid-July, and the worm itself is prevalent all over the world. We've actually detected this worm for some time, but we didn't know about the link file vulnerability or its implications in it. And one of the other interesting things is that the people that put this worm out digitally signed the DLL file, which has the malicious code in it, with the certificate from a Taiwanese company called Realtek. And subsequently, we found another variant of this worm that was using a digital certificate from another Taiwanese company called JMicron. And interestingly, both of these companies have offices in the same industrial park in Taiwan.
Interesting. And so really, what are these doing to systems? And is there any concern for the average computer user?
Well, on a normal system that isn't attached, that doesn't have SCADA software, the worm, it just replicates, it infects, and it doesn't do anything. It doesn't appear to steal any information or do anything but replicate. So if you put another thumb drive into that computer, it's going to copy itself onto the thumb drive and infect that thumb drive. Inside a SCADA system, or there's SCADA software, it opens up the database, and we're not exactly sure yet what it's looking for or how it's communicating. Our researchers found communications protocols within the malware, but we're not exactly certain what it's looking for yet. We have researchers analyzing that right now still. For a normal user, the big implication isn't Stuxnet, it's the link file vulnerability. Because if you remember Conficker, it used Autorun. This is more lethal or more potent than Autorun is, because Autorun you can turn off. With Windows 7, Microsoft has limited what Autorun will do. So you've got some level of potential protection there. This thing works on at least Windows 2000 through Windows 7, 32-bit and 64-bit operating systems. And right now, there's not a patch for it. Microsoft, on their website, has mitigations, things you can do, like editing the registry to change how Windows handles icons for link files, and this is something people should do. Another mitigation is disabling web services, which doesn't mean that you can't surf the web, but it protects against some types of web-based replication for this worm. So for the average user, this means be prepared to patch as soon as the patch is out, go to the Microsoft website, get the mitigation tactics, and deploy them, because I expect virtually everyone out there in the criminal element to start using this attack. So we'll see this built into rogue antivirus software. We'll see this built into probably into ZBot, the Zeus banking Trojans, pretty much anything that the bad guys want to spread, we're going to see it built into.
Well, Randy, thanks so much for taking the time to educate us and our listeners on this topic. If you have any specific questions for Randy, feel free to email him at askeset@eset.com. You can also follow the ESET research team on Twitter at ESET Research. This has been Matt Grant, and you're listening to the Malware Report.